Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friend, the Shir Shabbat Specials from Rabbi Rosh Yechiel, who's Chaspul Dabas Hanadina, Yechav Fei Watson Chadis Basia, and Agitel Bas Lisa Naomi, and Mechagitel Bas Rukhaim Tzvi, Bechot Zech Latzea, Mamu Melea. It's based in the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal. There were two songs that were sung in the Simchas Beis of Shoeva. The Chassidim Anshei Maisa would sing Ashri Yad Vesenu Shalai Bisha Zikm Seinu. Fortunate is our youth that didn't embarrass our old age. The Baal HaTshuva would say, fortunate is our old age that atoned for our youth. Rashi says, we're the Chassidim. The Chassidim are people who are CFBs, Chassidim from birth. We have to understand why you have the song of the Baal HaTshuva here and the song of the Anshei Chassidim and Anshei Maisa. In the Mesos Yisharim, he says at the beginning that a person should be Mizbarav Yisam, he says, Sada Ma'uch Havasa Ba'olama. What's your obligation in your world? The purpose of life is to have pleasure from Hashem. We'd like to understand that Yisod Hadas, that the purpose of life is to have pleasure from Hashem, even before the Sulam of Pinchas Ben Yair to get to Ruach HaKodesh of the Mitzvos Yisharim. So there are two types of Ra in the world. First, then a person, there is Ra that's from his nature, he's born with it. And then there's Ra that's a result of his actions. A Tzaddik Mikro is not a Tzaddik who's born a Tzaddik. No, he's born a Tzaddik. Tzaddik Mikro is somebody who didn't add on Chesronos during the course of his lifetime. A Baal Tshuva added on Ra in the course of his lifetime. And then he repented for it. Also, B'Klalius, you have the same Chalukah of Ra. It's Me'atzim Shasei Yetzira. Then it was like a dog barking from the outside, like the Ramban says in Parashas Bereishis. Then there was the El Zor, Beguf Shel Adam, that was a result of his sin. We also have this in Tshuva. We have Tshuva of Knesset Yisrael, V'sim L'chata El Avedecha, Tavim Shel Zadim in Aretz, Chosha Kula Shel Tichle. We want to be the erase the Ra inside of us and outside of us. The Biur Shel Oso Ra, that's Beteva, that was Mishas HaYetzira, even before the Chet of Adam Rishon, the Derech Hesach Hadash, just avoid it. Like Yaakov, as I'll say, should have just avoided Esav like a dog. You just avoid a dog. If you don't like dogs, don't fight. Start with the dog. Dog just gets the dog angry. So avoid it. Same thing with Ra. Just avoid the Ra, and then it goes away. That was the Avod of Adam and Gan Eden. Just do Tov. Just avoid the Ra. That's how you avoid the Ra, by being Osek B'Tov. Then we have the Ra that's Besech Gufa Shel Adam, which is Avodas Yad Adam Atzma. Then he can't do that. A person's not Mesiach Das from himself forever. For instance, it has to be Metapa with the Ra that's inside of him. Sometimes you defeat the Ra by Kibush, sometimes by Derech Shel Tikkun, sometimes by conquering it, sometimes by fixing it, Ayin Be'Sefer Yisrael. Dibor Maschilu B'Chlal, Aflamit. Although b'shum oifin, you can't avoid the Ra inside of you. Today, we can't just do osei toiv. You also have to be osek in sur meira. You have to see what Ra is inside of you. Now we need all the milos of zahirus, precious, etc. That's the binyan sefer from Mesilas Yisharim. Kodem hanachal matzavo mekuri shel ha'adam. Abi she'achshav vodso b'shetach ha'sulam shel ha'malot, mikom mikom alav la'akir, v'ladat et tzurat ha'inyanim kmo shem b'sharshem v'tchilatam. Person shouldn't say to himself, "Lama zayin ogei li ladat." The lo b'to shetach ani nimsal ader abo beit Hashem sich lakir b'emdatam b'dam b'tam shel ninim b'olam avuda. When out is im nogei, kol nogei lo gam idiat adam et shorashav mitiim mucherek binyan adam. So the person was created this aneg al Hashem, and that's why how man was supposed to be before the kilkul of the chait. And there originally all of his Avoda was about just doing good and getting higher and higher and more pleasure. Now, man sinned, and now he needs the Sulam HaMailos, the Zahirus, the Precious, the Rizus, etc., etc. That's the Sefer from the Mesilas Yisharim. So on one hand, now you're in this world of working on the Binyan HaMailos of Mesilas Yisharim, but you also have to know what the root was, how we were originally created, and no get it to us now also. Even though now our vote is different, but we still have to know. We have to know how man was created, the Sanegal Hashem. And therefore, that's why Milsham started, Lasani Gal Hashem. That's how man was originally created, and we have to know that. The often Biur Shel Shnei Sugei Ra Mitchalek Lefi Seder Zmanim. The Zecher of Kilui Hara Del Asid Lava, which is removing the Ra from inside the person, are the five Yinuim of Yom Kippur, to all types of Precious. And the Kilui Hara of Asid Lava of the Ra that was B'teva, even before sin, is Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. Through the Simcha, the Tam, the Mesikus, that we feel when we're under the shade of God's glory, Ha'idei L'sa'anig Azevert Min Potur Fun Yene Ershtin Ra. Person's mitpater, a person gets rid of the original primordial evil. And that's the avoid this is simcha of sukkah. In Yom Kippur, we get rid of the evil that we brought upon ourselves when we sin that's inside of a person, and then the evil that's pateva, now we take care of on sukkah. So when the Rambam comes to be mevar, the mitzvah simcha b'chag sukkah, he splits it up into two categories. First, he writes, even though it's a mitzvah simcha b'chol hachagim, nevertheless, it's a simcha yaseir on sukkah, and he brings that on the simcha of sukkah. There's a special makal of Nisamachdom Fnei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yamin, in addition to the general chiv of Nisamachdom Bechagech of all the Mayade. And then the Rambam explains what they used to do at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So this is to preclude from the mistaken understanding that people have. The reason we have Simcha Yaseir is because of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Rambam says, he talks about the Simcha Yaseir before he talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the Simcha Yaseir is an inyan la'atzmas, that the sefes b'simchas achag. Simchas beis shoeva is an expression of that simcha. But you can't say the whole sot you said of simcha is simchas beis shoeva. The simcha yaseira. And on top of that, the simchas beis shoeva. What's the hagdara of that simcha? That's what we're going to explain. It says about the tzaddikim yochum yichayel al chayel. There's no sof to these aliyos that the tzaddikim are going to have, and that's going to happen in the world. So certain aliyos are above man's perception. The higher it is, the more beyond man it is. So it says, Milas Orla Salev, Mol Hashem is Levavecha, Hashem Badad Yenchenu. He's talking about Achrit Sayyamim. So we understand that it's going to be Bitul Koach Hara. So that ends our understanding. We can only understand until Milas Olas HaLev, until there's Silik HaBechira. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to keep going higher afterwards. It's just beyond our tfisa. So what we can think about now is Daga Siluk HaBechira, to get there. So on Yom Kippur, we remove the Ra from within inside of us. And that's and then we have a sukkastika simcha, which is bir hara, which is removing the ra. That's achris hayomim, the simlochata Hashem levadecha. That is something that's beyond what we can perceive right now, what the world's going to look like. But that's the simcha of sukkas. Simcha of sukkas is this beyond what we can perceive now, simcha of the end of days of Yemos HaMashiach. And that's complete bitul hara, not only the bitul hara inside of us, the Yom Kippur dika bitul hara, but the bitul hara from the whole world. So that's the simcha yaseira of sukkis. So it says in the pasuk, L'Hashem ratzu melo atev yashua ki yom imi sada. It says that God owns the earth and everything in it, the world and all the dwellers, because he established it on waters. So if we explain the pasuk as talking about creation, the world belongs to God because he created it. And how do you understand the connection between these psukim? How is ki hu al yamim yisada Because you know why the earth belongs to God? Because he placed it on the water. How does that follow? It's God's because he placed it on the water, my Kesha. What it means is as follows. There's a famous saying that man is an oilam katan. It's more correct to say the world is an oil adam gadol. The center of the thought of creation is man. And the world is just a mirror, a spiegel to the inyanim of man. Whatever you find in the world, you have to find a parallel line in the Tzuras HaAdam. So B'chal HaOlam, there are places that are Ruim LiYishuv HaAdam, yeah, there are places that are not Ruim LiYishuv HaAdam. Like Yamim, are not Ruim LiYishuv HaAdam. So what's the parallel to a person in a place that's not Ruim LiYishuv HaAdam? Like the waters. The Rambam discusses the steer between Yedi and Bechira. And he says, we can't understand that only God knows. On one hand, God knows everything we're going to do. On the other hand, we have free choice. How do you figure? So we don't figure. We don't understand. Only God knows. So man understands that there's such a mahalach called Yediyah. So he doesn't understand how it works, but he knows there's Yediyah and there's Bechira. So when we talk about man, we talk about Bechira. We talk about a place that man can't dwell, that's a place where there's no Bechira. That's the Olam HaYediyah. And that's the Yamin. Hashem Ha'aretz U'Maloya. The earth and everything in it belongs to Hashem. Because HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz M'Yir Shemayim. And it would appear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Reis Gelost Epis from Zayn Hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let something fall from his hand, from his Bailus, because Yir Shemayim he gave over to man. Nevertheless, we say, Hashem Ha'aretz U'Maloya. Even what Hashem let fall from his hand, so it could be Yachol, and gave to someone else, gave to us, it's still in his hand, and that's the Mahalach of Yediyah. And therefore, the Bechir is not a miyutchas v'shalom v'mshalto yisbar. And what's the proof? Ki ha'yamim yisada ha'aretz, which is yishuv ha'adam, was built on yamim in Naharos, which is the place where a man can't dwell. So the olam ha'bechira is built on the olam ha'yidiyah. So ultimately, we're all in the hands of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Everything. We have to know that the only avod in the mikdash that was done with mayim was simchas beis ha'shoyeva. Kol avodas kulam was done by with chai, or with Tzoymeach, sometimes with Doimein, but with Mayan we don't find. Only here, Shovim and Amayan, and then we bring the water back to the Tehaimas. And that's what we've been talking about. The Avoid of Sukkot and Simson Veseira is that of the end, the Achris Hayom and the Tchufa Siluk HaBechira. There's no greater expression to this Simcha than the Avoid of Mayim, Mimayan, from a well, from a spring, from a source of water in the world. The union of the water in the world is parallel to the perception of man's lack of bechira, tfisis I bechira. And we don't really ultimately have bechira, it's all in God's hands. And when the lights of the removal of bechira are shining in front of our eyes and creating the extra simcha of sukkahs, the simcha finds an expression in the being involved in water. Water is the yisod of I bechira ba'olam. Water is the yisod of not having free choice, not having yishuv. We have the two types of Shira in the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. Olam HaVoida, there's this burning jealousy between Tzadikim Meikar and Baalei Tshuva. Tzadikim are jealous of the Baalei Tshuva because there's no more Kavod Shemayim, like we've spoken about in other Shira. When Esoine is Kofev Koima, when he bends to the Master, it's much greater than when the Oyev bends to the Master. So they're Makane that. So in the Mahalach of Kavod, Baalei Tshuva are better. And that's their cover, that's their yichus. So, agav, it's nifla. And we know that the Teichen HaYisr of L'Yisrach HaLevavchem B'chorei Nechem is talking about minus and znus, like the Gemara says. But Rabbeinu Yoina writes that these Evarim are Evadim Nichbodim. How you mezalzal on Evarim Nichbodim? So we have a Yisoy that whatever Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, is Giratel Derech HaTshuva. He's talking about Derech HaTshuva. So the Iker Koyach in the school of Baal Tshuva is Bechinas Kovid. So Memela, even this lab of Lois Asur is Kovidik. So we're talking about doing Tshuva from Lois Asur Achweil of Avcham Chorei Nechem. So it's tafus, it's understood in a Kovidik way. These are Eivarim Nechbodim. There's a Zilzal in Eivarim Nechbodim. You have to bring back the Kovid to these Eivarim. So that's Derech of Baal Tshuva, that he brings more Kovid Shemayim. In contrast, the Baal Tshuva is Mekaneh at Tzadik Meikarei. He was always close to the king, and this person was far from the king. And this is not two different groups of people. The Nekudas in a person that's a Baal Tshuva, and the Nekudas in a person that's a Tzadik Meikarei. And there is room for such a kina. Olam kozeh rak b'olam ha'pchira v'avodah, where everybody is oichiz b'darko b'oifen avodas v'pchiras v'nesef ha'miyuchal. When the end of days is misnaitzitz befaneinu, so then each one gives a hand to the other one. Git men zich einem den anderen their hand. Each one gives the other one their hand, and then they both agree. They're both together. So dafka b'simchas beis shoeva, their shir mishteinu schois. That the Baalei Tshuva sing, fortunate is our old age. That was mechaper and a yaldus. The tzaddikim chasidim meikaram say that fortunate is our youth that didn't embarrass our old age. But then they conclude together, Elu ve'elu moidim. They both agree. They both say, Elu ve'elu oimrim, Ashrei mi sheloi choto, u'mi shechoto yoshuv v'yim choloi. So now they hold hands together, about Baalei Tshuva and the Chasidim and Anshei Maisa. And they say together, fortunate is he who hasn't sinned, and he who sinned should do tshuva and he'll get mechila. Because that's the time we're dealing with now. This is the time of Bittul HaBechira. And at the time of Bittul HaBechira, there's no more ra in the world. And then they say together, now it's not, they're not in the world of Avoida anymore. They're beyond the world of Avoida, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And they say, wow, fortunate is he who never sinned, and somebody who did sin in the past does tshuva, and there'll be mechila. Now we're in this world, we're past the world of bechiras, and now there's this chibur between the chassidim and anshei ma'is and the Baalei Tshuva. There's no more kina, but each one's mekani, the other one's madrega. Now they bound together, and they say fortunate is the one who never sinned, he who sins should do tshuva and will get mechila, because that's really the iris of this time of year, of Sukkot, is Siluk HaBechira, and Memela, there's no more kin anymore, and there's a chibur between the Baalei Tshuva and the Chassidim Anshei Ma'is and Meikarim. If not for the sin of the Necheid HaEgel, the Jewish people would have, the Meraglim, the Jewish people would have entered Eretz Yisrael, B'li Klei Zayin. They wouldn't have needed any weapons. They would, as we see in Rashi, Devarim Aleph Ches, they would be able to get the Eretz Yisrael, the Mahalach of Tainig D'Kedusha, not Derech Mochama. But even when they came into Eretz Yisrael after the sin, through a Maisa Kibush with Klei Zayin, with weapons, nevertheless, there's still that Bechina of Taina de Kedusha, not Derech Mochama, because Yericho, the first place they captured, comes to them, not only de Kibush Milchamti, but by Tkiya Shofar, a tour of Simcha, and Meileh, the city fell to them, because of our Avodah, not because of our war. So that's the Mahalach of Tainuk. And like we started the Maimon, we spoke earlier about how it's really the purpose of this world, pure pleasure, and now we're in this world of Avodah, where we have sin, we have Ra in nature, and we have Ra outside of us, but ultimately we want to get back to that place of Gan Eden, and ultimately Bittul HaRa LeGamrei. So this is a tremendous Maimer, and Baruch Hashem, we're zochah to learn it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.